You're in tune with KVON 1440, Napa, California. This is Ira C. Smith. Along with us tonight, we have the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Napa, Mark Kuhnhausen. And Mark, we were talking earlier about the new 15,000 square foot facility for the kids in American Canyon. You said it's going to be opening in June of 2018. And a lot of thanks goes to a group called 100 Women Who Care. You know much about that organization?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jaime, our area director, made a presentation. And the way that group works, you got 100 women, and you go up against two other organizations, and you do a five-minute pitch on your project, and they vote right there and winner take all. And Jaime did a great job making the pitch to have that group invest in our STEM program in American Canyon and won the day. And I think that was a tune of about $17,000.
What is the STEM program?
Well, it's just our science, technology, engineering, and math program, and specifically what we're putting together in American Canyon is an aviation program.
Will this be in a certain room?
It'll be in its own room, yeah, right off of our computer lab.
How will you have instructions available on this?
Well, we're working on that with a partnership with Napa Airport and having some of those folks. Todd Walker is our board chair and heavily involved in the airport. He's helping fund one of the flight simulators. So we're really excited. We've never done this before, but we're getting the interest in it. And again, it's just another one of those things that we can try and turn a kid onto. And whether or not he goes on to become a pilot is secondary, but with that, it's more than just a video game. You learn a lot of mathematical and engineering type of programs.
Well, Mark, we talked earlier about Kentucky Derby Gala, but I'm sure we've got people tuning in and out during the course of a broadcast. So this is something that coming up on May the 19th, a fundraiser. Tell us about the particulars. I understand there is a cocktail reception, three-course dinner, and a lot of things happening.
Oh, yeah. It is Kentucky Derby themed, so everybody's wearing the big hats. It's our largest fundraiser of the year. It's a gala. We have a silent auction, live auction.
More so than the crab feed, huh?
Yeah, the crab feed really serves a different purpose. The crab feed, of course, we have 800 people, and we still do pretty well there, too. But this is more, it's a higher-end event, if you will, and it only can hold 250 people. And we'll have our kids out there performing, and we'll share our Youth of the Year story. And
starts at 5 o'clock.
Starts at 5 o'clock, yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Second half underway, 27-12. City of American Canyon has the ball on a turnover by Napa County as they were bringing the ball quickly into the forecourt. We are just underway. The American Canyon attempted field goal is no good, but there was a foul on the play, and that should send Anthony Gutierrez, one of the volunteer coaches there in American Canyon, to the free throw line for two shots. It was Napa City winning the first game 21-18 over Napa County. Free throw is no good. Hit the flange and caromed off for Gutierrez. Gutierrez has made one out of three at the free throw line tonight, and he's 2-for-4 as he hit the rim. It lipped in and rolled through the hoop for his fourth point in the game, and it's 28-12. As American Canyon increases that lead, comes over to Alvarez, tries the three-pointer. That one is rimming, no good. Rebound, Burt. Yes, but it won't count. There was a shove underneath the basket and an offensive foul called against Napa County. Jesus Tejero is the coach over there. There's a shot from the right side, no good by Vince Lynn. The rebound comes out to Napa County. Bringing it in the forecourt is Brian Bordana over to Alvarez to the left side. They take it over to Klingman. She fires and she hits a long two for Cassia Klingman, her second basket in this game. She had two baskets in the 21-18 loss to Napa City.
Yeah, she's got a good shot inside 15 feet. She's been right there all night.
There's a shot from the left corner, no good by Vince Lynn, rebounded by Napa County. If they are to have a successful game here, they're going to have to start finding the ranges. Alvarez does, fires it up and hits. And for Sal Alvarez, that's his first field goal of the night. He had made 5 out of 6 free throws, but that was his first field goal in either game. Just across the timeline, getting the ball in was David Farley. Over to Lynn, the ball's deflected and out of bounds off of Brian Bordana. It will be City of American Canyon's ball. They will have to stop the clock because the ball is behind a facility.
Well, actually, that's our rock climbing wall. So it went, it was batted and went up and inside the rock climbing wall. So it took a minute to for our guys to retrieve the ball.
Actually, had to climb the wall.
Actually, I think they're working on that. We have a substitute ball.
Okay. Well, there are so many lines on the floor here because of so many different functions of this facility. And the City of American Canyon dribbling the ball out of bounds off of one, thinking that the other line out there was the out of bounds line.
Yeah, he looked down and said, okay, I'm on the out of bounds line, not that.
Klingman fires up. No good. Rebounded by David Farley. He leads a fast break, driving down, going into the lane. And his pass, though, is intercepted by, bringing it in the forecourt was Bordana over to Alvarez. Puts it up, off, no good. Gets his rebound underneath to Birch, lays it in. The assist to Alvarez.
Nice pass.
Yeah, Birch gets his third field goal in this game. He had 2 field goals in the first game, but it's 28-18. Pass over the left side to Lynn. He fires it up. No good. Rebounded by Cassia Klingman for the count. And the ball at midcourt nearly taken away from Pedroza, and he stepped on the sideline.
Right in front. The scorer's table there just about.
Yeah, who is assisting you at the scorer's table tonight? Are these people that are volunteers at the Boys and Girls Club?
Actually, Michael Tillotson, our program director of this facility, is running the clock, and Josh Surgeonson is our team director. He's doing the official book.
There's a shot from the right baseline that is good by Gutierrez. He has 6 points. That ties Dave Farley for the lead in scoring. Birch tries a three. No good. Rebound tip back to Pedroza. He used up the dribble. Looks at a three. He's guarded by Vince Lynn. Now fires it cross court. Underneath to Birch. Birch got a little room. Goes up for the shot. No good. Hits his own rebound. Puts that up, and that's good. Well, Craig Birch is starting to come around now with his height prevailing. He has 8 points.
He's tough to stop when he's in the paint, that's for sure.
Driving in and missing, but getting fouled on the play for City of American Canyon is David Farley, their program director there at the Boys and Girls Club. That would keep you pretty busy with the new facility coming in, I would imagine, that Farley's got his plate full.
All the staff at American Canyon, we're going to go from that, what we did have, a 3,000-square-foot facility several years ago in a trailer, to this 15,000-square-foot facility. So, yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. His first free throw is good. Are they on the target as far as schedule?
Yes. We've had some weather delays throughout, but June 11th is a hard date. We'll be in and ready to go June 11th.
Will they have a ribbon cutting or anything?
Yeah, we're going to do a small ribbon cutting on June 9th, and then we'll do another one a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something to look forward to. That both free throws are good for Farley. He has 8 points now. Comes with 9 minutes to go, and his team ahead by a dozen points. Well, already Napa County has scored more points in this game than they did against the City of Napa, and we still have 9 minutes to go. Gregory used up the dribble, and his pass is intercepted. And a fast break the other way, and stolen right back as Coach Charles Chembry made the interception, but then lost it back, and here comes the county. Lemieux tries the three, no good. Rebounded by City of American Canyon. And looked like a travel, perhaps, against Luis Vallejo. And the Napa County players are trying to regroup, and the ball is nearly stolen away from Alvarez as he was looking around. Drives into the lane, up with a shot.
Missed. Out of the hopper.
Yeah, if he would have hit it, it would have been and one. As it turns out, he'll shoot two free throws with 8 minutes remaining here in this second half. 32-20, the score. Alvarez has been pretty good on the night. He scores the free throw. In this game, he's 3-for-3. He was 3-for-4 in the first game, and he's 3-for-4 now as he missed. Lemieux missed the rebound, puts it back up, and gets it the second time. Has Kevin Lemieux kept it up there, and he has 6 points in this game, and it's a 9-point lead. There's a shot up quickly, no good. Rebounded out of bounds to Alvarez and Napa County. Napa County trailing it. Gregory behind the back dribble is double teamed. The ball is stolen from him, and Gregory knocks it back out of bounds. So we're nearing the seven-minute mark here with a 9-point lead for the City of American Canyon. And they have the bat. There is a steal by Alvarez. Alvarez lets the defense siphon by as he brings the ball forecourt. Looks under the basket now, trying to find one of the big guys there. They have Lemieux down there, but Birch is out of the lineup. There's a 3-point attempt. That's way short. And the rebound and a fast break underneath the basket and putting it in was Joel Cornelio, his third field goal. I think they've all been right under the basket.
Yep.
He gets out of there quickly on the defense. He tries for a steal from Gregory, but misses. Underneath Lemieux, and he is shoved as he goes for the shot. That looked like that might have been Jason Holly. Or no, that was Luis Vallejo on the shove.
Yeah, that was Vallejo.
Yeah.
No easy baskets. It's hard to keep this.
Lemieux at the free throw line scores the free throw. He had missed his first three, two in the first game and one in this game. And he goes 1-for-2 on that.
They're changing power.
Well, the power adjustment taken care of, and Fernando Yavsol takes care of draining a three. That was a big shot for him and for his team. That's the first three-point basket made in this game. There's a shot, no good. A quick shot by Napa County, and down underneath the basket, all alone, laying it in is Brandon Harris, his third field goal of the game. That opens it up to 39-24 now, as there is a timeout asked for. We'll be back here at the Boys and Girls Club in Napa, California in a moment with the score in this. Well, let's see. I thought they were going to take a timeout. They're not.
They're just subbing in. I think it was timeout to sub
in. All right. They just had a few changes in the lineup. It's an entirely new lineup for American Canyon. Shot by Birch is no good, who just re-entered. So did Wagon Connect re-enter. Lemieux stays out there. So does Bordana. Into the forecourt is Rojas. Drives in, goes up, shoots, scores, and one. Well, Robert Rojas, the firefighter, gets the field goal and goes to the free throw line now with 4:20 to go. The clock keeps moving on free throws. He'll be there bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket. His free throw is no good. Goes for his rebound and gets it. Nobody blocked him out. He passes over the left side now. There's a shot up.
Oh,
who got that one? I was blocked out.
I tell you what.
Who got that
great
one?
Great ball movement. Jay caught that reverse.
Jay Nichols with
Jay
the
Nichols.
There's a shot by Gregory, no good. Rebound cleared out of there by Sergeant James Smith. Brings it forecourt. Works it over toward the left side now. Gets it there to Rojas. Tries a three and hits it. Wow.
Nothing but net.
Yeah, that's the second three-point basket here in this game, both by City of American Canyon. As they lead it now 46-24. And there's an interception. A lead pass comes down. Sergeant Smith goes in, lays it up for two more. That's Staff Sergeant James Smith as he gets his first basket in the game with 3 minutes remaining here. And it's 49-24. They have more than doubled the score. Lemieux up good and one. Well, Lemieux now with 11 points in, or check that, 9 points in the game. He had 6 points in the first game. Free throw is good. So puts him in double figures. No one in that first game in the double figures. Chris Morrison of the city of Napa came close. Oh, swish, there's a quick three out of the other end.
He's a shooter.
Yeah. That, check that here in just a moment as Napa loses the ball. Napa County loses the ball. That last basket by Rojas was his second three-point basket. He also is in double figures now with 10 points, and it's 52-27. There, Sergeant Smith fires, no good. Rebound, Lemieux, double-teamed in the backcourt. 2 minutes to go. 52 for City of American Canyon, 27 for the defending champions of this tournament. Lemieux fires an air ball. As you can tell that they are really tired.
Yeah. Just a minute 40 left, guys. Finish strong.
Yeah, so the American Canyon team looks around, gets the pass in the middle, and the travel is going to be called. They had cutting into the lane Sergeant Holderfield, and he took a little stride there before he started his dribble. 52-27 with just over a minute to go here as the defending champion is going to lose both of their games in this tournament. And I don't see how anybody can beat this American Canyon. They've got three different units they can put out there, and they don't lose a bit in any of those three.
No, they all are. They got three starting fives. You're exactly right.
Wagon connect missed from the right corner in the final minute. Down to Sergeant Smith underneath, lays it up and in. Staff Sergeant James Smith, his second field goal in the game, 54-27. They've doubled the score on the Napa County employees and elected officials. As there's an interception, driving down, and a reverse layup is good. What a play, what a shot by Alan Sangalang. His third field goal in this game. 20 seconds to go. 56-27 now the score. And we had a behind-the-back dribble by Ryan Gregory, and as he did so, he was double-teamed, and the ball was batted away. It'll stay with the county with 12 seconds to go. And they get the pass to Birch. He'll fire a three. It's off target. No good. Rebound is taken out of there by Rojas. Rojas brings it in the forecourt, drives in, and was fouled with 1 second to go. All right, don't know if they're going to even call it a foul. It was a foul, but with only 1 second to go and such a big lead, they're just going to say it was out of bounds. And the inbound, driving it up, missing, tipped in after the buzzer, though. So it will stay 56-27, the final in this game. So we'll be back and just take a quick look at what's happened. But then we have the championship game coming up, and then that'll wrap it up for the evening on this night of tournaments, the Battle of the Valley here from the the benefit for American Canyon, the Boys and Girls Club, from the gymnasium at the Napa Boys and Girls Club. Final score in that second game of the night, the City of American Canyon 56 and Napa County 27. Okay, we are back here at the Boys and Girls Club in Napa. And we have the opportunity to talk to one of the officials, Randy Marion, who is with us now. And he's got a message. If you know of people interested in athletics around the Napa Valley scene, here's a chance to find out more about officiating. And first of all, Randy, tell us about coming here tonight to referee.
Well, we were invited by the Napa Boys and Girls Club to come over, help out for a great cause, and it's an honor to be here. I'm representing North Bay Officials Organization, which is the high school group, and Napa Vintage and American Canyon are coming into our association, and we're looking for officials. Anybody that would like to learn how to officiate, make a little extra money, do something in the community, a good cause, we give free training, and I've been doing it 20 years, and it's a blast. Friday night football, there's nothing better.
Well, this will be the Vine Valley League, which is part of the North Coast section as Napa High, Vintage, and American Canyon leave the Sac Joaquin section to come over to Gil Lemons and the North Coast section. So here's a chance to be an official in this new program they have with, and as you mentioned there, Randy, free training.
Yeah, it's excellent. And if you're young, old, whatever, you love sports, get involved. And we're looking for all newcomers, anybody that wants to learn or wants to stay involved in a game. I appreciate your time. I got to get out and do this game.
Okay, but first of all, let's give them a number. So jot this number down as they'll give you this program.
707-239-0576. That's my number, Randy Marion. And call, leave a message, and I'll get a hold of you. We look forward to meeting you and training you.
How was the trip over tonight?
Traffic was terrible through Calistoga and St. Helena, but it's a worthy cause. We're loving it. That's why you officiate.
Well, thanks to you and Rich being here.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Randy Marion, one of the officials. So we will pass that information along. If you did not get the phone number, you can check with me at KVON, and I will tell you more about it. Or if you know of somebody that might be interested, you can mention to them, and if they would like to find out about this North Bay Officials organization. They need more officials because of the increase in the schools that are participating in football in the area. So you can serve here in the Napa area, around Sonoma too, and this is not only for high school, but for youth football too, if you would like to be a help in that. But it's free training. So something to look forward to if that is of interest to you. 239-0576 is the number. 239-0576. And that is in the area 707. Well, we hope to have maybe Alfredo Pedrosa come over here. But in the meantime, we're getting set for the championship game. So this will be it. We'll see if we can stay with us, if our voice holds out here with the upcoming championship. Charles Kennedy, our engineer. I'm Ira C. Smith. Executive director of the Boys and Girls Club is Mark Kuhnhausen, and he is with us. We thank Mayor Jill Teckel for spending some time with us here tonight. So you've had a lot happening in addition to basketball, Mark. You've got a concession stand.
Yeah, we got our teens running a concession stand out here. They're selling hot dogs, popcorn, water, and soda. Raised a little money for the teen center. They just got back from a trip. They went to the Wii celebration in San Jose last weekend, so they're a good group of kids.
That's great. And who's their leader?
Josh Surgeson is our team director. He's the one running it, keeping book right now. And then I have Crystal over here working with the kids as well.
Okay, here we go. Championship game, Napa City, coached by Joy Eldridge and Pat Costello, against the City of American Canyon, coached by Charles Shembury. And the tip is controlled by the Napa City as they have the basketball first here as they bring it to over. Yeah, sorry, there we there. And there is a whistle and a foul against, I guess that's going to go against the City of Napa. Didn't see against whom they called that on, but the ball is tipped away, and the City of Napa gets the ball right back. But it's stolen right back by American Canyon. Driving into the lane, pull-up jump shot, rims, no good there by David Farley. Rebounded by Napa. No score, just underway. 15-minute first half, followed by a 5-minute intermission, then a 15-minute second half with a running clock. Pass goes to Jost. Jost pass in the middle, deflected away. Morrison tried for it, but taken instead. Driving in, up with a shot is Gutierrez, no good. As he got a good pass from David Farley, but couldn't convert. And there is a foul on the rebound against City of Napa. Moving to the free throw line is Anthony Gutierrez, a volunteer coach for City of American Canyon. And he scores the first free throw. And so that is the first point in the game. Next free throw is no good. And the rebound comes out to William Schimpf from the fire department. Brings it forecourt now. There's a pull-up three-pointer. Good! Right off the bat, it is Tommy Thompson hitting a three-pointer, and that makes it 3-1. City of Napa in the lead. American Canyon with the ball. Gutierrez from the right baseline. Fouled by Corey Jost.
That was a good pass in there from Jason Holly.
That will put Gutierrez back to the free throw line, where he's one out of two in this game. And this free throw is rolling good. He got the shooter's roll that time. Back there at the 15-foot marker. Bouncing the ball. Eyeing the basket. Swishing the free throw. And we're tied at three. Tommy Thompson walking the ball across the timeline. Met at the top of the key. And he drives around the player, but had the ball deflected, still loose, and it caroms out of bounds. Last touch by City of Napa. So it will be American Canyon with the ball. We're tied at three here in the championship game. There's a pass that was deflected, and it was touched by Napa. So American Canyon gets the ball. Here's the first substitute to come into this championship game for City of Napa. Matt Simon comes in. Pass comes over to Farley. Drives in, goes up. A whistle and a foul. Corey Jost was there. We'll see if he had moved in front. And now it's going to be a blocking foul called on Corey Jost. Remember when he played at Napa High? David Farley at the free throw line. And the program director for the Boys and Girls Club of American Canyon scores the free throw. Puts his team ahead now with 11 and a half minutes to go in the first half. Bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket, shooting the free throw, scoring the point. So he goes 2 for 2. In fact, all five of the American Canyon points are on free throws. Napa with the ball. Jost over to Morrison. Drives in, double team, and has the ball blocked. Rebound comes out. Taken there by Cornelio. Drives all the way down. Missed the shot. Morrison can't handle the rebound. It bounced away from him. And then a jump ball is called on the possession arrow. It favors the Napa City. Boy, I tell you, nice of the officials to come down and help on this cause all the way from Windsor.
Oh, is that where that came from? I didn't realize that, but absolutely. They've done a great job tonight.
Yeah, they have. They've helped control it.
Well, it could get
a little bit ragged. Well, maybe it does a little bit, but not like it could have been.
That's exactly right.
Thompson in the forecourt, drives in the lane, loses a possession, but was fouled. And that's going to go on Anthony Gutierrez, the foul. And it will not be a shooting foul. Well, here's another starting five that comes into the lineup for American Canyon. They have three groups of five in each group, and they are all outstanding players. Napa inbound the ball. Underneath the basket, there is a whistle. They were able to get the ball to Chris Morrison. You want to get it to him. There was a foul against American Canyon on the inbound, so it'll be out of bounds again for Napa City.
And it is starting to get a little physical in there.
Yeah, the pass was intercepted on a bad pass attempt by Matt Simon. Rebound, quickly they get it into the forecourt for a three-point attempt. No good. That was a steal, though, as Charles Schembri had missed the three-pointer. Driving in, going up, shooting, and missing was Luis Vallejo. I think he was fouled on the play. There's a whistle. And he will go to the line. So do you know Luis Vallejo?
I do not.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, he is going to the free throw line with 9 minutes to go in the first half. We have yet to see Joy Eldridge here in this championship game. She's the captain of the team, and when she's on the court, Pat Costello takes over. Free throw, no good by Luis Vallejo. All five of their points scored by free throws, but they have been missing the free throws. That one is good. That makes it 6-3. The only points for City of Napa, three-point shot by Tommy Thompson. He's open. He fires another three. This one is no good. And the rebound is taken by Luis Vallejo. Gets his pass over to Charles Schembri, the coach. Schembri, quarter court, left side. Looks around, drives, goes baseline, cut off at the baseline, and fouled by William Schimp. 8 minutes to go. First half, championship game. Napa City defeated Napa County 21-18. And then City of American Canyon beat Napa County 56-27. Inbounds pass comes way out to Harris, Bernard Harris. Over to Schembri, fires and hits a three. That's the first field goal by the American Canyon team, and it happens to be a three-pointer, and it's 9-3 score now. Napa City with the ball. There's a there's a pass underneath, I think. I'm not sure if that was a pass or a shot. It wasn't close on the shot part.
Let's call it a pass then.
Yeah. But the ball was touched by American Canyon out of bounds to Napa City. He's going to have to hurry, gets the pass in, and it was deflected by Ferdinand Yassel, a recreation leader there in Napa County. Napa City with the ball as they had it deflected away again. Yeah, good work there by Fernando Vassal, or Yassal, rather, is the way he pronounces it. Inbounds pass from Simon. Comes out to Jonathan Short. Short over to Barrasco. He fires and hits a long two. Aaron Barrasco makes it 9-5. American Canyon in the lead with the ball. Wide open for a three-point attempt from the left side. No good by Yassel. Rebounded by Harrison for Napa City. Into the forecourt to Short. Drives to the baseline. He's closely guarded there, so he hooks a pass way back out near the timeline, and is going to be called for traveling. As he got the ball to Aaron Barrasco, but he couldn't control it. So Barrasco will turn it over to American Canyon. Inside of 6 minutes to go here. There's a three-point attempt from the left corner that is good by Yassel.
That's getting a big bucket.
Yeah, that was huge. That makes it 12-5. Napa City needs a basket here. American Canyon has never won this event. But Napa City has won it once, and the county has won it three times. There's the three-point attempt. No good by Simon. Rebounded by American Canyon. Passing over the right side. There's the three-point attempt. Off the mark by Vince Lynn. Rebound, and Napa throws it out of bounds. It's Craig Harrison. Thought they were going to try a fast break down the right sideline, and so he lobbed the pass there. It was a slow break.
Yeah, you can't afford those kind of turnovers in a game like this, that's for sure.
4:40 to go, first half. 12-5 score as American Canyon has looked so good. There is a driving shot up. No good by Jay Nichols. Rebounded by Napa. Bringing it forecourt is Steve Brassfield, our fire chief. No good. Rebound taken up by Sergeant Smith. Down underneath, driving in and not putting the ball down, but missing the shot anyway was Alan Sangalang. He gets the ball back. That's over in the right corner to Sergeant Holderfield. Back out to Sergeant Smith, who fires and banked in a three. Staff Sergeant James Smith from the U.S. Army office in American Canyon banks in a three-point. That's her three, yeah, a third three-pointer.
You don't see that shot that off from the top of the key banked in.
Oh, good drive, baseline right, up and good by Fonville. Jake Fonville counters that with a two-pointer. 15-7 now, 3.5 minutes to go in the first half, and traveling going to be called against American Canyon. Into the lineup is Joy Eldridge. She handles the ball really nicely. Played Division I basketball in college. She has played in all five of the events here as far as the Battle of the Valley from their first one. This is the fifth. There's a three-point attempt. Rims no good. Rebound taken out by American Canyon. Down underneath, the shot up, no good. Rebound up and good by Alan Sangalang. That is his first basket in this game. And driving to the right and going up, getting fouled. Joy Eldridge on her shot. So she will shoot two. Her team trails 17-7 now with 2.5 minutes to go here in first half. Running clock, of course, even during the free throw attempts. The first one is rolling, no good. So Joy is looking for her first points in tonight's action. She didn't score in the 21-18 win over County of Napa. That was the first free throw attempted by Napa, and she missed both free throw attempts. Rebound, American Canyon. Boy, did they get down court fast. All the way up and in by Nickel. That was as fine a solo play that you would see at end to end.
You know, it looked like it took four steps and he was there.
Yeah, went so quickly down there. The travel is going to be called under the basket against Jake Fonville. Napa able to get the ball down underneath, but then a travel violation. Turns the ball over to American Canyon. Minute 20 to go here in the first half. 5-minute halftime, then we start the second half on the championship. There is a violation and a foul. Not sure what the call was, but Napa's making a couple substitutions. Going to the sideline, Jonathan Short, one of them. Steve Brassfield also, I think, is going to be going out. Free throw is up. No good by Alan Sangalang. Rebounded by Napa. And we have 35 seconds to go in the half, so we'll see if Napa can get away a shot. They trail it now 19-7. Inbounds pass comes to Thompson, drives in, forces it up, no good. Rebound up, no good by Morrison. They have plenty of time, driving in, going up, and scoring the basket was Joel Cornelio, his first basket in this game. Underneath, all alone, and missing the layup, but getting his rebound and putting it right back up and in was Clayton Onono.
That could easily have been a travel, but they let it go.
Half-court shot is good. My golly.
Jay Nickel just banked in that half-court shot.
Jay Nickel at half-court let go with his Steph Curry imitation. Just fired it. And it banked in for a three-point basket at the end of the half. Well, what a half for City of American Canyon. We're at halftime. here at the Boys and Girls Club of Napa. And the score in the championship game is City of American Canyon 24, City of Napa 9. Well, we're here in the championship game in our first game tonight. It was the City of Napa taking vengeance on their loss last year in the city championship, or in the championship game to Napa County, losing last year 26-22, and then coming back to defeat the defending champion Napa County team 21-18, led by Chris Morrison with 8 points, and Jake Fonville had 5 points. And then the Napa County lost to American Canyon 56-27, and this American Canyon team, they have not won this tournament prior to tonight, but they look to be the powerhouse.
Well, it's obvious they did some work in the offseason, because yeah, these guys came to play tonight.
Oh, they did. Let me ask you about, as we're in the springtime, but summer's not that far away, what happens here at the Boys and Girls Club during the summer months?
Well, summer is one of our busiest times, because we're open essentially from 7:30 to 6 o'clock every single day. We'll have 300 kids at this club. We'll have a couple hundred at NVLA at the summer school and after school and program there. And then, of course, we're opening American Canyon this summer for the first time.
Starting in June
for the summer, and we probably have about 300, 350 kids a day there. And these kids will, basically, they'll be here with us all day long. We'll provide them with just a wide variety of activities, field trips, lunches and snacks are provided.
What are our field trips to? What? Give us an example.
Well, I know they're going to Rockzilla. They're going bowling. They're going to the Oakland Zoo. Our teens are going zip lining. They'll be going to the Napa pool several times over the course of the summer. So basically, this year what we're doing is we're having families sign up in weeks, run a more traditional summer camp to help us be better able to plan these types of field trips. I know we're going to do some stuff in downtown Napa. We're going to visit the mayor, who was just here, and have a little civics lesson from her. We just want to get kids out and about and, again, get them involved in as many things as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So here, for example, it's $75 a week, and that includes the field trip during the week and snack and lunch every single day.
Lunch, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot lunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If there was one thing that would be on your wish list for your facility here, what would that be? Is there any one thing that you could really utilize that you don't have?
We're pretty well equipped here. Keeping up with technology is always a challenge. So we're constantly trying to keep up with technology. So computers just keep on top of everything. What we really wish we had here is more space and more ground, because Valley Oak is actually going to be redoing the field this summer, which is what we utilize a lot of. We'll have 75 kids out there in the field. We won't have that space this year. So it's going to be an interesting summer for us. But here we are, second half.
All right, here we go, as American Canyon has the basketball as we start the second half. They lead at 24-9. There's a pull-up jump shot from the top of the key. It rims, no good. It was attempted by Jason Holly, the city manager from American Canyon. It'll be out of bounds to Napa City in the backcourt. They have Corey Jost out there along with Tommy Thompson. Thompson had a three-point basket in the first half. Bounce pass, but it's intercepted by Farley. Farley, pull-up jumper from three-point range. Nothing but net. Wow. Farley gets his first field goal in this game. That he had 8 points in the earlier game, the 56-27 win. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound put up, and it is no good by Craig Harrison. Came oh so close, but rolled off. He was fouled in that attempt, however, and will go to the free throw line with two foul shots coming. As first one is no good. Craig is looking for his first point tonight. He did not have any points in that first game and still does not have any as he goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Rebound to Farley. Farley brings it in the forecourt for American Canyon. Gets it up the top of the key to Gutierrez. And it's a 2-3 zone facing him. Shoots over the zone. No good. Rebound by Craig Harrison for Napa. Gets it over to Morrison. Morrison's been shut out so far in this game. To Harrison off of his fingertips in a fast break. 3-on-2. Driving in, scoring, and one is Farley, and he goes down hard. Wow. I tell you. And then he pops right back up. Like, what?
That was an absolute collision. Tried to get there in time. Looked like it could have been a charge, but he just didn't get there in time. And Farley just went right over the top of him. Mm.
Banged into the basketball support. And now he'll go to the free throw line. Looking for his eighth point in this game. He's 2 for 2 so far tonight at the foul line. And he scores the free throw. 8 points for him. With just over 12 minutes to go here in the championship game, it's 30-9. Driving in as Thompson missed the shot. He tries for the rebound, but it's stolen away. Down to Gutierrez under the basket. Layup, 2 points. Anthony Gutierrez doing a little cherry picking down there.
Yes, he was.
32-9 the score now. Thompson nearly lost the ball. Passed it over to Jost, as Jost tried a three. No good. Rebound, Napa, up and good by Morrison. So now Chris Morrison gets his initial basket in this game, trailing at 32-11 now. Here is Jason Holley at the top of the key. Over to Farley. Working around, they look to Holley again as he goes over to the right side, looks for a pick, goes into the left corner to Gutierrez. He'll fire from there. Swish! A long two for Gutierrez. He's got a good eye. He has 7 points in this game, and he had 6 points in the first game, the win over the county. Morrison driving. The ball is stolen away from him by Rojas. Rojas goes in, up, and somehow he tossed the ball over, over his head and made the basket. I had no idea how he did that.
Yeah, that was another big collision. It's getting rough out here, no question about it.
Well, that's Rojas' first point in this game. He had 10 points in the earlier win. I don't know if my voice is going to hold out here with all of this.
we need you for 10 more minutes.
Three game. 10.5 minutes to go here in the second half. Trying to make it a three-point play is Robert Rojas, and he does. He is a firefighter and a good basketball player. He is one of the best out here, I think. There are several really good ball players. There's a shot right baseline, no good by Aaron Baracco. And a foul in the backcourt as the rebound was taken out by American Canyon. And I think Chris Morrison was called for that personal foul. Well, we're inside of 10 minutes to go here in this championship game. 37-11. You know, I have watched American Canyon in the past year, and they didn't have anything approach this team. They were loaded tonight.
No question about it. You know, even last year, you could see that they just had the athleticism.
Yeah.
But this year, you see them working together a lot more. And, of course, you know, they just built on what they already had.
Yeah. And, of course, spurned on, too, because proceeds tonight go to that new facility.
That's correct.
They're in American Canyon. Jost has his pass intercepted by Shembri. Shembri drives to the left of the key, and Jost is reaching in and intentionally fouling him, look like. It will be out of bounds. Coming back into the lineup for the city of Napa is Joy Eldridge. She will replace Corey Jost. Jost had 2 points in the first game, has not scored here in the second game. Inbounds pass comes to Shembri. He fires a three and hits it. That's his second three-point basket in this game. He had a two-point basket in their first game. He is a volunteer coach. There's a shot from the left side that is good by Jake Fonville. Fonville getting his second basket in the game. Jembry had a pass deflected and stolen away by Fonville in the backcourt. Nearly lost it, but retains possession now. Fonville guarded tightly by Jembry. He gets the pass over to Eldridge. And the ball is deflected away and taken by American Canyon. Here's Jembry passing over in the right-hand side as they worked it over to Luis Vallejo. Now out to Jembry, tries the three, no good. Rebound, easy lay-in for Brandon Harris. He was waiting right there, and the ball came right into his hand. He just put it right back ever so softly in the cylinder for his first 2 points in this game. 7:40 to go here in the championship, 42-13. There's a shot coming in on the angle. Who got that one?
That was Joy Eldridge with a double pump.
Okay, Joy
in
gets
the lane.
Joy gets her first basket in this contest, or in the evening. There's a steal by Fonville, and he got the pass ahead. There was a foul call. He passed the ball to Tommy Thompson, who was going as quick as he could toward the basket and was fouled before he could attempt the shot. 7 minutes to go. And I'd like to thank everybody who did come out tonight, and for all of those who do show support for the Boys and Girls Club. Eldridge tries the three, no good. Rebound taken by American Canyon to Jembry out on the right wing, has it quarter court, working it around the perimeter. Jembry open for a three, and he'll fire it. Rims no good. Rebound loose, put up, and no good. That rebound was put up there by Harris and deflected, and the ball is loose and goes out of bounds. 6:20 to go. Championship game. We're in the second half. 42-15, the score. Eldridge has the ball over in the left corner. Underneath a half hook up, no good by Jonathan Short. He was fouled and will shoot two shots. Inside of 6 minutes to go now. The free throw shooter, Short, at the foul line for the first time tonight, and he missed the first free throw. Short going back to the foul line and missing the free throw, and the rebound goes way back near midcourt where it is taken by Fonville. Up, and he got it on the drive and was fouled. Fonville gets his
what's that?
third basket and has a chance for an and one. You got a guy over there that's got some trophies.
Yeah, the county brought the trophy back. I think Brad kept it in his office with the presumptive close, thinking that he was going to win it again this year. He had to run out and go grab it. So it looks like we'll be presenting it to American Canyon at this point.
Yeah.
Never been to American Canyon.
It has never been to American Canyon.
That's right.
Canyon.
It hasn't until tonight. So trying to make it a three-point play, and he does not, as Fonville missed the free throw. Rebound is taken by American Canyon with 4:40 to go here in the second half, leading it 42-17. As there's a steal there by Eldridge. Gets it in the front court. Napa City getting the ball back as Joy Eldridge fakes the shot, drives in, goes up, shoots, fouled as she misses. She'll go to the free throw line. Joy had a chance at the free throw line earlier in this game. Missed both attempts. So we'll see what she can do now. E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Eldridge, at the line, free throw, good. That's her third point in this game. And staying in the lineup, Clayton Ono. He started to the sideline, but coaching from the bench now is Pat Costello, as Joy Eldridge is in the ball game, and she makes both free throws. Both of them are the swish variety. 3.5 minutes to go. It's 42-19. American Canyon in the lead, working the weave, working the figure eight now. Now they pass over the right side. Sergeant fires it up, no good. That was Sergeant Holder, or rather Smith. Eldridge brings the ball forecourt for Napa. Looks, passes over to the left. There's a pull-up jump shot. Good by Jake Fonville. It's his fourth field goal in this game. And with 3 minutes to go, I think there is a timeout. The American Canyon team has doubled the score on the Napa City team. Brad Wagenknecht, can you describe that trophy that you have brought back after consecutive wins by the county of Napa up till this one? So can you describe the trophy?
Yeah, it's an incredible trophy. We've had it out in front of our reception area for the last, well, we just got it last year, wasn't it? 2 years. We've had it for the last 2 years.
Yeah, you've had it three out of the previous four, and the city had it 1 year. This will be the first year for American Canyon to own it.
And we're so happy to see it go.
We need a bigger one where we can put the scores of each time. And where did you get those red shoes?
My wife got them for me.
That figures.
It wouldn't be something I would ever. They're Steph Curry. They're Steph Curry. I wish I shot like Steph Curry. But.
Well, you made a three tonight.
Yeah. Well, 1-3. Steph would have been about.
Well, no, you're one ahead of him for the last several weeks. All right, play resumes with 3 minutes to go. It's 42-21 as American Canyon has the lead, and they have the ball. Staff Sergeant James Smith passes in the middle. Underneath, a turnaround jump shot is in and out. No good by Jay Nichols. Rebound by Jay Nichols. Up, no good. Fouled on the play by Eldridge. He will be shooting a couple free throws now. Jay Nichols, volunteer coach. It's just a really fine athlete, as are so many of them. He banked that one in. That was his sixth point in this game. Leading scorer in this game has been Dave Farley with 8 points. The next free throw is missed, but he gets his own rebound and brings it back out now. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the championship game. Over the right side, the ball is deflected out of bounds. And last touch by American Canyon. 2 minutes exactly. No, now they said it is American Canyon's ball. Goes into Smith. Turn around. Shot no good by Staff Sergeant James Smith. Rebounded by Jake Fonville for City of Napa. Over to Eldridge. Fakes left. Goes right. Goes baseline. Puts a jumper up. Overshoots. Rebound taken out by American Canyon as they bring the ball front court right side to Gutierrez. And who did he get that pass to?
Nichols.
Nichols again. Jay Nichols now with 8 points in the game. 45-21. Eldridge down the right side. Backs up in the corner. Used up the dribble. Gets a bounce pass back out. It comes to Simon. And a whistle and a foul. Not yet into a bonus. So it'll be Simon to trigger the inbound. Going to the sideline is Jake Fonville. He's played a nice game. Napa with the ball. And there is a long shot that was partially blocked, attempted by Joy Eldridge, rebounded by American Canyon.
It's a little out of her range.
Yeah. But she figured, well, Brad Wagenknecht hit one of these. There's a turnaround jump shot by Sergeant Smith. No good.
Rebound. Steve Brassfield with the rebound. Yeah.
Yeah, Brassfield, the Fire Chief. Oh, and he dribbles the ball out of bounds. That's the confusion with those lines that we were talking about. Yeah. Did they confuse you?
No. I didn't dribble that much.
33 seconds to go here in this championship game. So it'll be the first time for the City of American Championship in this their 26th year. There, Eldridge getting
there
the ball.
Go.
Brings it down with 20 seconds to go. Dribbles to the left of the key. Stopped there, passed over the side. There is a three-point attempt. That's an air ball by Matt Simon. And rebounded by American Canyon with 10 seconds to go. They get it into the forecourt. And Jay Nickel over the side. Sergeant Smith hits a three. That was Staff Sergeant James Smith's second three-pointer in the game. And that will be the finale.
Wonderful.
45 to 21 that they find. Well, those two games.
Thank you, Ira.
Oh, hey, Brad, thank you. And for all the people that participated, I know you have the presentation now of the trophy. So anyway, Mark, yeah, he has to leave to go over there and present the trophy. The leading scorers here in this championship game for the City of American Canyon, the Jay Nichols wound up with 8 points, as did Dave Farley. 6 points for Coach Charles Chembray. 6 points for Staff Sergeant James Smith from the U.S. Army office in American Canyon. So they both hit 2 3-pointers, and Anthony Gutierrez had a good game. He's a volunteer coach at 7 points. You had 6 points in the first game. What do you volunteer at?
They have a Junior Warriors Kids League out there, and so some of us that are playing are volunteer coaches for the kids during the season. So, yeah, this is fun.
You've got a pretty good shot. Where did you learn that?
Actually, I've been playing since after high school. I never played like high school sports, but loved the game afterwards.
Where'd you go to high school?
Vallejo High. Vallejo High.
For the Apaches then?
Yes, correct. Yes, Apaches, yep. Uh-huh. Oh, well, wait, I got to get this team.
Yeah, get in the team photo there. Right, they're get a team photo. Anyway, we were giving you the totals, and Gutierrez, he had 7 points. Those were the leading scorers in the game. For the City of Napa, Jake Fonville had 8 points in this game. He had 5 points in the first game when he only had one field goal, and three out of seven free throws in that first game, and was 0 for 1 in this game. Chris Morrison, who had 8 points in the first game, only had one field goal in this contest. But strong defense, strong everything for City of American Canyon. I could say that they had 15 ball players. These guys are all pretty good ball players, and our congratulations to them. And I'm very much impressed by David Farley, who's program director for the Boys and Girls Club there in American Canyon. So our thanks to all who contribute to the programs that are put on by the Boys and Girls Club of the Napa Valley, be it in Napa or American Canyon or wherever. They took the photo, and Anthony Gutierrez is on his way back.
Sorry about that. Look, I'm not even in the team chat. That's all good. A lot of fun here. Last year we didn't do too good. We had, you know, we didn't have that many players, but this year we had a lot of volunteers to come up. More than we expected, but we all figured out how to get balanced rotation, and our game plan was to just run.
Was Charles Chembray, who is the listed coach, who worked with him?
He actually works for some division in Napa. It's like we're trying to figure that out, but he's a resident of American Canyon, but he's not either county or city. We're giving him a hard time. We're like, why aren't you playing for county or city? He goes, I'm on my own division. So we're like, okay, you're with us then, so you don't count. So now Charles, he wasn't going to play. He injured his back doing some home goodies, like lawn work or something, and then today he was out yesterday at practice, and then he just felt that he could play today, and he showed up.
Do you prefer being referred to as Anthony, or do they ever call you Tony?
I'm almost 50, so
wow.
I could say the elders call me Tony, but I'm one of those elders now. But still love the game, so it doesn't matter.
You guys had three really good units. You could substitute in there any one unit, and it looked like a starting five.
Yeah, that was the that was our worry coming in tonight. We had so many people, and we're trying to go throughout the day trying to figure out via text, like, okay, how are we going to do this in lineup? So all we did was just, okay, first five come in, first 5 minutes, next squad comes in 5 minutes, and then we kind of just rotate from there. So it was a set group, and then we just rotated, and it was really balanced. So that's why, you know, the results were what it was.
You look good. Jay Nichols, Dave Farley, Robert Rojas, Brandon Harris.
I think everybody scored except for the city manager.
Oh, well, Jason Holly. He didn't get to play very much.
So. Vince, too. Vince was Vince and Jason were the only ones. But we're trying to give them the ball, and they got some good shots. But we're hoping they would score. But here comes Vince right now.
Well, he's program coordinator for the City of American. He's coming over. He wants to get a picture of you there.
Come interview over here, Vince.
All right. Well, Anthony, thank you. Nice having you guys here. Congratulations.
What station are you guys on?
We're on KVON at 1440, but we're just signing off here now. So there we go.
Ready,
right
one,
there.
Two,
one,
three.
Two, three.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that pretty well wraps it up. In the first game, in case you joined us late, it was the City of Napa defeating the County of Napa 21-18. And then City of American Canyon defeated Napa County 56-27. And then, as you just heard, it was American Canyon winning the championship. 45-21 was the final in that last game. And it's all been sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, thanking Mark Kuhlhausen for joining us with his commentary, and Jill Teckel with her commentary, and Charles Kennedy, our engineer. From the Boys and Girls Club in Napa, wishing the very best to the City of American Canyon on their new facility that'll be opening up in June. This has been a KVON Sports presentation.